This is Rabbi Nissan Elbron, Congregation Brothers of Israel, Long Branch, New Jersey. Recording for Friday, February 9, 2024. We'll begin 16b, Test Zion Amud Beis. It is the first section of the black text. Yesterday, we finally came to the Gemara's question, right? Why do we blow shofar, right? Tkiah and Trua, when we're sitting and while we are standing. So when we're sitting, the Tkiahs de Miyushav are the tkios that we blow before Musaf, and the tkios that we say when we're standing, called the tkios de Me'umad, are the ones that we say during Musaf, right, during Shemona Esrei. So why do we do that? Says the Gemara, Kedei la'arbev ha-satan. We want to confuse the satan. So really, right, the primary tkios are the ones on the brachos. But we do the ones earlier just to somehow throw off the satan, the satan. Any year that you don't blow shofar at the beginning, but re and lava sofa, you have a bad year at the end. My time, or why is that? Because you didn't confuse the satan. If you didn't confuse him, you're going to have a lousy year. Again, the concept of confusing the satan, and the more simple explanation, which is you didn't take Rosh Hashanah seriously. Okay, those are for another time, but fascinating questions. The Amar Rabbi Yitzchak says, "Koshana sheRasha betchilasa." Any year that is, again, Russia here is poor, not evil. Evil's with an ayin. Mis asheres b'sofa, you become rich at the end. Right? That's an interesting prediction. That doesn't work for everybody. Shenemar, how do you know? Mereshis hashana. All right, the pasuk says from the beginning of the year, but here we read it without the aleph. Mereshis, from the poverty of the year. Right, sort of in the beginning, Siv, right? It's written without the Aleph, so we see from the poverty at the beginning of the year, but ad acharis, until the end, right? Sofa, sheyesh la acharis, is the end of the year that we have something to look forward to. That's a difficult limud, but okay. Ve'amar Rav Yitzchak, and Rav Yitzchak says, ein donen es ha'adan ela lafi maisev shel osa shah. You're only judged based on your actions at the moment, right? Not on your future actions. Shenemar, because it says, Kishama Elokim es kol ha'nar ba'asher hu sham. Right, this is when Hagar and Yishmael get thrown out of the house, and Yishmael is sitting there, and Hashem heard the voice, and in the Medrash, which the Gemara does not quote here, right, again, very pertinent to the times through which we're living, right, the Malachim come and say to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, look at what the descendants of Yishmael are going to do to your kids. Just let them die in the desert. But no, at that moment, Hashem says, at the moment, is he innocent or guilty? And he's innocent, so Hashem saves him. Again, a lot to unpack there as well. Excuse me. V'am Rabbi Yitzchak says, Shlosha Dvar Maskirin Avonosav Shel Adam. Right, three things remind us or bring about the, not bring about, but it's a time when the sins of man are remembered. The Elu Hain, Kir Natui, which is a leaning wall. If you sit by a wall, it's about to fall over. I guess if you weren't good, don't sit next to a leaning wall. The Iun Tfila, right? Iun Tfila. I'm just going to leave it as the English translates here, expecting your tefillos to necessarily be answered. Umoser din al chavero, right, and bringing judgment to Hashem about your friend. The Amar Rav Avin says, kol amoser din al chavero, anyone who brings judgment to Hashem and their friend, who nenash tchile, is going to end up being punished first. Right, it gives actually a fascinating example. Shenemar, it says, vatomer sarai al Abraham chamasi alecha. Right, Sarai says to Avram, I'm angry at you because of the Hagar business and the whole thing. Uksiv, and at end it says, Vayavo Avraham lispod l'Sara b'lifkosa, that Avram came to eulogize for his wife Sarah and to cry for her. She died first. Right, she is punished first because she gave Avraham's din over to Hashem. Okay, and Amar Rabbi Yitzchak, another very famous, fascinating memra. Arba dvarim mekarim zardino shel Adam. There are four things that can tear up the Gezar Din, the decree, the judgment decree of a person. Ve'elu hein, these are they, tzedakah, right, which will translate as charity, tzedakah, crying out, shinu Hashem, changing your name, v'shinu emaisa, and changing your actions. That's, of course, what we call tshuva. How do we know? Give me a proof text. Tzedakah, because it says, tzedakah dichsiv, tzedakah tatzil mimavis. That tzedakah saves you from death. Tzedakah, crying out. How do we know dichsiv? Vayitzaku al Hashem ratzar lahem. Why they cried out to Hashem from their time of distress. Umi mitzukotem yotzi'em. And from that place of distress, the narrow straits, Hashem took them out. Shinu Hashem, how do you know that changing a name changes your decree? Dechsev Sarai Ishtecha lo tikra shmos et shma Sarai ki Sarah shema. Well, Hashem tells Abram, your wife won't be called Sarai anymore, but Sarah. Uksiv, and then we see Beirachti Osav Gam Natzati Mimena Lecha Ben. Right, then she had a children. As Sarai, she could not have a child. That was the decree. But when her name became Sarah, right, then the decree changed, and she was able to have a child. That concludes our learning for today and this week. Please come back. Join me on Monday.